Our next item
it seemed like a public hearing, doesn't it?
Our next item is subdivision 2006-31 South Shore Builders request for reconsideration of preliminary approval.
This is a request for reconsideration of the preliminary approval that the commission granted on November 14th of 2007. The applicant's attorney is requesting that the commission give reconsideration to condition number 2 that eliminated lots 11 through 16. When I sent my notes out, I provided you with a copy of the applicant's attorney's letter. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Well, is there anyone here that would like to chat with us about this request?
I don't have a whole lot to tell you today. This is actually from Mr. Willard, and Mr. Willard is a legislative attorney, and he's up in Dover, and he just asked that I tell you that's why he's not here. The reasons for his request are set forth in his letter, and that's really about all I know about it. Actually, that's more than I know about it.
Seems to me, you know, that Mr. Chairman, that I'm not. Are you asking for another, like a continuance, or do you know what?
No, Mr. Willard stated that, you know, the reasons he's for the reconsideration are set forth in his letter. I don't think there's anything to add to that,
okay.
Unless you had questions, you know, regarding his statements.
For the benefit of the commission, there was a request for reconsideration that was made, as Mr. Fuqua just stated, under the new appeal ordinance that was put into effect, I think, about a year ago. You can appeal at the county council, and you can also request a reconsideration of conditions that were put on an approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. In this case, what Mr. Willard did was, because of timing issues, I think I mentioned this to the commission once before, he's actually appealed it to county council while the reconsideration is pending, because potentially you could lose one while you wait on the other. So that's where we are. I don't think it's been considered yet by county council, awaiting the outcome of the reconsideration.
I was kind of hoping for an explanation of some of these of his writing. And maybe I missed something in the hearing, but I don't. That's kind of.
Yeah, and again, I apologize to you. I kind of got a message about it.
Well,
again, if there's any questions, I again would ask you to defer.
I think you
might have someone behind you.
Oh.
John Murray, project manager with Kircher Engineering. I was actually here that evening on behalf of the applicant, South Shore Builders, presenting the preliminary subdivision plan for Whining Brook Estates. The applicants, Mr. Joe DeFrancisco and Mike Emmett, are also here, who are the applicants. Mr. Willard primarily did the presentation for the project that evening, and I was also here to answer technical questions. Basically going over the conditions for approval, as was stated in Mr. Willard's letter, item 6, letter B. The original plan was proposed for 24 single-family residential lots, three-quarter acre in size. It would have individual wells, individual septics. On the plan, there was a feature, a stream feature, that ran through a portion of the
hospital. Excuse me just a second, please. I have a copy of the plan handy.
I can give you mine, too. This is the stamped preliminary plan.
Sure.
Okay. Now, in looking at the plan, there were approximately 6 lots that were located on the opposite side of the stream feature. That area, exclusively in the community, is entirely wooded. As part of the application, let me go back. In the conditions for preliminary approval, It was stated that those lots that would be located on the opposite side of the water feature would not be included as part of the preliminary approval, and the reasons were listed in the motion. In those reasons, it referenced, and getting into Mr. Willard's letter, it referenced a Denerec statement that was made during the Technical Advisory Committee review process, with that being that the lots would be disconnected from the rest of the development, and that would result in forest loss, wetland filling, and inadequate wetland buffers. In Mr. Willard's letter, he pointedly addresses first the Denerec statements. The concerns being that in terms of forest loss, it was acknowledged during the hearing that there would be some tree removal for the establishment of the roadway, but that the tree clearing would be selective in that area because the desire for this project was to make that water body and to make the wooded area a feature of the community. There were also going to be walking trails that were a part of the conditions that were going to be placed throughout the community. In fact, it was mentioned that evening that the applicant would be look favorable upon placing some sort of tree replacement ordinance in part of the covenants and restrictions. And I think that Mr. Willard had simply stated that it wasn't his belief that the removal of trees was a possible condition of disapproval. Also, getting into wetland filling, in the packets that were handed out that evening, the development packets, it was outlined, and in presentation it was outlined, that South Shore Builders' intent was to construct a bridge to span that wetland area. It was the exact plan for the bridge wasn't specified yet, but the exact plan in terms of the foundation would be to use a piling-type foundation. In previous projects that I know that our firm in particular has worked on, that when we have a project where there would potentially be an impact to wetlands, but when we use a piling-type foundation, the Army Corps of Engineers does not recognize that practice as requiring a permit for disturbance of the wetlands. Typically, in that case, we submit a courtesy plan through the wetland scientist who's actively working on that project to be delivered to their Dover field office for review. Getting into the wetland buffer, what was mentioned, these are non-tidal wetlands, and it was outlined, and that was outlined in the wetland report. To our knowledge, there are no wetland buffers required when it's non-tidal wetland. We did want it to be noted that none of the lots were going to encroach into the area that was delineated as being non-tidal wetland. So that's briefly going over what Denerec statements are, and then getting into what was referenced in the 99-9C for the denial of those six lots. It references existing, let me go back here, integration in the subdivision to the existing terrain and landscape, minimal use of the wetlands, preservation of open space, minimalization of tree, vegetation, soil removal, and preservation of natural features. Going into what I was already talking about, the minimalization of tree removal again, we do acknowledge that there would have to be some tree removal, but that would not be an aggressive tree removal. Preservation of open space. I know in Mr. Willard's letter, he states on, let me get here, page 4, item 3, he actually states a significant portion of open space, approximately 2 acres, will be preserved. But if you look at the plan that's being handed out, there's actually a table on there beneath the legend, I believe, that outlines how much open space is going to be preserved. The wetland area, and including the passive open space, was approximately, I believe, like 6.98 acres. And there was an additional 2.55 acres that would remain open space for the buffers that would be required. Getting into the vegetation of soil removal, the grade on that site is actually relatively favorable in terms of establishing the development, in that there would not be any projected soil removal from the site. We understand that there would be a landscape plan required for those buffers when we were to come back for final, and the idea was when topsoil is stripped, in order to establish the roads as stormwater management area, that that topsoil can be used to create a berm in the landscape area so the plantings can go on top, creating a nice feature in the community. So in terms of the soil removal and the vegetation removal, there would have to be some grubbing, again, in the areas where the road would go back into the wooded area in order to place the infrastructure, but it wouldn't be aggressive. So those were basically, and I might not touch on everything, but that's basically the gist of what we were asking for in the reconsideration. There was a plan for that area in the back. It was going to hopefully be made a nice feature in the community, what with the bridge and then the limited tree removal. So that is our client's position in terms of asking for the reconsideration.
Question?
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Was there a wetlands delineation done?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, there was.
It's kind of difficult to see on this plan. Would you mind if you would approach here and indicate to...
It's probably because of line types. If you look here, this line type right here, you can see the area where it's almost like a marshy line type. We identified in our legend as existing wetland limits. And you can see it cutting down this arm of the property where there's no development. And actually, the branch follows... by survey, by deed, this portion of the property follows along with the center line of the stream. So this is where the surveyor, of course, used their judgment to identify the center of the stream and where the property bounds would be. So you can see where the wetland line is here on this portion of the property. And as it gets down to where the property widens, then you can see where the opposite side, the bank of the ditch, the ordinary high water line for that. Where that wet area would have been located.
What does this line represent?
That's a delineation of the soil type required by the county's ordinance to show the soil types on the plan. So the line type in the legend identifies that as the soil extent, and then the labels for the soils are shown in this legend.
If these are septic lots, isn't there a substantial amount of tree removal that has to occur?
Well, there would have to be tree removal for the septic systems. Again, and that was something that was stated in the public hearings, that we fully acknowledge there would have to be tree removal for the homes. There would have to be tree removal for the driveway, the septic, and the right-of-way. Outside of those developed areas, those lots in particular in the wooded area, those are directly going to be addressed in the final covenants and restrictions for the community insofar as tree removal. That is an area that they want to remain wooded. They do not want clear cutting in that area. They want the woods to be an amenity, basically, for the community, something that provides... if you have someone who comes into the community, they might not want a tree on their property. They might not want to rake a leaf at all. So they might purchase a property on the eastern side of that ditch where currently the land uses agriculture in nature. It's straight row crops, so there would be no trees. But the option remains for anyone who may want to purchase one of the six homes on the western side of the ditch that they might be able to do so and have a wooded parcel.
When you say open space, what are you including in that? Are you including the stormwater management and the stream?
Yes. If you look at that breakdown for that 6.98 acres, I believe it states on there that it includes the wetlands. And in fact, the open space and the wetlands are labeled independently. You can see here the stormwater management open space is labeled as 3.49 acres. And then if you look down there, we have the label for the wetlands, so 3.19 acres of actual wetlands. So that in total... for all of our open space, and then this wetland area here is what that total is derived from. The actual upland open space is the 3.49 acres here, which would include, again, the area that would be used for stormwater management, and it would also include passive open space.
Where would your walking trails be in that example?
Well, in the walking trails before were, at least that were in the, I guess, conditions, it said that on item C, there shall be a walking trail installed throughout the project. Location of the trail shall be shown on the final site plan. And I know that when we did our presentation, it was asked if the trail would leave the right-of-way area and come up into this open space. So I think our client did not have an issue with installing the trail in that area, but that was going back to the tree removal. They wanted the tree removal to be minimal, so they didn't object to placing a trail throughout the community. I guess upon coming back for final approval, it would be left for argument as to whether or not in those areas where the trees would have to be removed for the placement of the trail. Would the commission prefer that the trail be left in those areas that have already been cleared for the infrastructure, or would they prefer that those trails meander into some of the open spaces to act as amenity for the community, in doing so require any tree removal? That was something that we were hoping that would be left for argument at the time that the plan was submitted for final. But there was a trail that was going to have to be planned throughout the community under item C as a condition of approval.
I think the applicant had something to say.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Joe DeFrancisco, one of the owners of South Shore Builders, and I also hold a septic designer and installer's license. And just to touch base with you on the septic concerns, there's a lot of optional material out there now. We use a lot of infiltrators now that are just simple ditches, and they're not a stone and trench system or a bed that has to be a perfect rectangle, so you have to clear trees. We can actually route these and curve these and accommodate some trees instead of just taking everything down inside of a box and trying to install a septic. So there are some alternatives for septic installations in a wooded area. I just want to bring that to your attention.
Do those alternative designs, allow me to correct, the soil composition of these targeted lots, do they meet the criteria for these alternative designs?
Actually, in the wooded area, the soils were actually a little bit better up in the wooded area than they for septics than they were out in the field. So yes, they certainly would be accommodated.
And the square footage of them would allow these, I guess you're talking about like a drip irrigation type?
Oh no, there would be no drips back there. They would be gravity systems with, and maybe some LLPs, some pressure dosing systems, but no drip irrigation systems back there. They would be more in the way of a standard gravity system, if you would. Maybe a pressurized, but not a drip system.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're welcome.
Council, when we're reconsidering a condition that we placed, is it possible for us to remove one and impose another one? Because I think where we're headed with this discussion is that if the commission saw fit to remove that condition, that there might be a desire to have a stipulation about what kind of system can go there, or to try to preserve the trees. And before anyone gets too far down that road of that line of thinking, I think we need to ask this question, yeah. Is can we do that?
Now that I've heard your whole question, I think so. I mean, I think they're asking for reconsideration of that specific condition. So basically, as long as I think it's related to that issue.
So we just restate it, yeah. We can modify it to say, okay.
I don't think you could go in and say some unrelated new condition that wasn't part of this issue.
Couldn't do that and make that a condition and then have them build a $15 million golf club on the plane, so, or something. Has to be related, right?
That was okay. Attack.
Let me ask you,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, it's first you and then you.
As we're talking about the trees, because
like
I think it was, wasn't it part of the TAC comments, Mr. Abbott, that the issue about the loss of the forest land was an area of concern?
I believe so.
It was in the TAC ending.
It's then recorded. It might have been part of the TAC comments.
Reduced comments. We leave it out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As Mr. Gordy was saying, I think that's a fairly common statement in all of their comments. I don't know that it was tailored specifically for this application, but it's a consideration.
Yeah, it's a standard comment from Denrac on basically all applications.
Because they don't visit the site. Most time, did it? Like, they don't use a visit to site, do they?
Well, we don't know. The way their letters are written, it doesn't say.
The way the letters written, sounds like they didn't.
Yeah,
the letters are written, it doesn't appear that they do. Who knows? We don't know. I didn't see them, but I didn't see them not go there either.
Mr. Counts.
Counts.
I just
was curious if, given the decision of the commission, if there were any consideration of any other design option, if there are any other design options.
There was a question that was asked at the public hearing, and I can't recall if one of the other commissioners, or actually a few, Mr. Couts, had asked, but the question was, was there any consideration placed on doing a cluster development on this particular piece of property in lieu of doing the standard lot option? And our response was that we did approach that subject or broach that subject with our client when we started doing the planning. That wasn't something in dialogue that we looked at as being favorable. If you look back in the development packet that we submitted, we were showing aerial photographs, showing some of the other communities that have been approved in the area. And I think with the exception of, correct me if I'm wrong, was it Villages of Jefferson's Crossroads, I believe, that's located out at 38 and 30, if I'm not mistaken. That was the only project that was located anywhere near the vicinity that had a higher density than a standard AR1 option, I believe. And we felt that if we proposed a cluster development for this community in particular, that we would have had many more concerns coming from the commission or adjacent property owners than what was proposed with this application. The nature of what we're showing this application is very similar to the other types of dwellings, the other sizes of properties that are in the area now. So there was some consideration, at least an initial dialogue, placed in doing some sort of cluster plan, but that's not a road that we decided to travel down.
And my other question is, has the Corps concurred with your wetland determination?
I don't believe that they've yet given a response.
But it has been submitted?
Yes. And in fact, we anticipate it. We understand from our wetland scientists that in terms of obtaining a jurisdictional determination from the Corps, that it's a rather lengthy process. So our hope was, and the direction we've been given by the wetland scientists, is that the Corps will actually respond faster if you submit a plan with an impact or an area showing what there would be a designated plan through a wetland area, that you'll actually get a faster response than outright submitting for jurisdictional determination. So it's been submitted, but we anticipate that process will be expedited if we move forward, if the commission looks on our request favorably, and we submit a bridge plan to them traversing that wetlands, then we anticipate that at the same time they would issue their blessing for placing the bridge. At the same time, they would send a representative into the field to actually do the final jurisdictional determination for the submittal.
And on the wooded lots, rough estimate, on any given lot, what would you estimate the percent of tree removal?
Just being conservative, I would probably say anywhere from maybe a quarter to a third, possibly, depending on now that's if you include, I'll say, a standard septic system. I don't design septics myself. As Mr. DeFrancisco stated, apparently there's other options where there'd be less tree removal. But I know Denerec, their statement, they always like to say, I think it's around 60 to 70%. I don't think that's accurate if you're looking to
less
be conservative.
50%.
But I would, yeah, yes.
Okay. That's all.
All right, sir. Okay, thank you, Mr. Murray. Something else on the question? Comment?
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation on 2006-31, South Shore Builders, is for deferral at this time.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision number 2006-31, South Shore Builders, request for reconsideration of preliminary approval. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.